Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. Well, no, it's not. That was what I did just a few minutes ago. No, it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with more or less theory. So let's get started. Alright. Evening again.
Carefully tailing Sophie with a...
Yeah, we know. Oh yeah, we gotta go back through all this again just because I died from Slender Man.
Not finally in. No, looking around a bit. All realizing there.
All right.
The window slit proves harder to push to the side than you expected.
Come on.
Using all the power you can muster, strength finally prevails. And you manage to open the slit. The force causes the slit to bang against the metal, making your eyes close in reflex. Slowly fluttering them open, you look through it.
Ugh, shit, that was loud. Still, no one reacted, right? So the room must be oh, God. Ugh. Thirsty.
There's a woman covered with different types of sushi. The old man is eating it off her with his fingers. Yes, it wasn't enough to just show the scene. It has to also be narrated.
Fresh sauce is the best sauce. Now for the sashimi. Nope.
Abruptly, you slam the window slit back, not caring about being loud anymore.
Don't think I'll ever look at sushi the same way. Seen a lot of it. I don't care. I still enjoy sushi.
With a sigh, you look at the remaining doors. You get to the door closest to you.
Scream sounded further away. Can't be this one, right? Fuck, I don't have time to waste. Sophie's in trouble.
You get to the door.
Oh, okay, so I guess you can't use that one. That's the Furby. So the only one is Slender Man. Already tried there.
As you approach the door, you faintly hear a sudden, you pay it no. Once in front, you trust.
Alright, here we go.
The roof, the leaves keep carefully.
So we have to get her back from Slender Man?
Finally able to blink normally. Squinting your eyes, you suddenly realize, and you fall backwards, land.
No! It can't be.
Your diverse knowledge about horror stories kicks in. Shaking your head, trying to find some.
No other way to do it. I was sure she's not behind this door, but since she's not in the rest.
Suddenly, another scream echoes through the vast hallway.
Sophie!
Trying to rip the door open, you find it locked solid, like the rest. Left with no other choice, you slide the window slit.
You gotta be kidding me!
Nowhere to go now.
Oh, wow. If only that box weren't there, guys. Probably doesn't annoy you guys as much as it does me, but I don't like seeing it.
Wouldn't be so sure about that.
In one quick motion, the blonde woman flips Sophie onto her torso. straddling her thigh right after.
Feisty.
With a smile, the blonde starts grinding Sophie's leg harder against her pussy. Taking in the scene, you try grasping what's actually going on.
Are they fighting? Fucking? Or learning how to swim? Which one is it?
Don't get too comfortable.
Saying this, Sophie swings a leg to the side, flipping them over. The blonde's back creating a loud smacking sound. Coyly, Sophie brings the woman's leg up, and as if depraved, starts viciously rubbing herself.
And it looks like that rectangle is kind of bouncing off of her now, the way the scene. But the rectangle disappears when I remove the text box. Did you guys notice that?
Yes.
Lube keeps dripping down Sophie's body, mixing itself with their sweat.
Harder.
Realizing the blonde could gain victory from her attack, Sophie pushes herself down the woman's leg instead. Finding a way, pulls back, getting distance between the two.
Hey! I was so close!
The unknown woman smirks, enjoying Sophie's frustration.
I thought she was the sub, didn't you? She seems to be acting like the dominant one.
Bummer.
Sophie practically growls before pouncing at the woman. However, she slips on the floor, covered in lube, and, in the midst of the fall, turns on her back to avoid hurting her face. Instantly, the woman uses this chance to straddle her head.
Damn!
Making Sophie come face to face with her pussy.
We need some energetic music.
Victoriously, she starts riding Sophie's face. Ecstasy coursing all over her body.
Fuck.
This is crazy.
Instinctively, your hand moves over your cock.
I shouldn't, right? Fuck it.
Unable to stop yourself anymore.
No, Slender Man might come out.
You take your pants off, exposing a throbbing hard-on.
Suck that pussy!
Your cock loving the attention, you keep jerking off to the scene. Suddenly, Sophie flips them over once more, but doesn't move away like she should.
New game. Whoever comes first loses. That wasn't the deal. Too bad.
Getting her revenge from earlier, Sophie sends the woman a sly smirk.
I have altered the deal. Pray, I do not alter it further.
Mm-hmm. May the odds be ever in your favor. Fuck.
Fucking hell. They're so hot.
You're not bland.
Whoa, we had some,
You're not bland.
Moans and lube overflowing the room, you can't make yourself stop watching.
Nope, man, I can't blame him.
Sophie!
Slurping on her like a slushy.
Shit! Don't be a sore loser, Angel.
Shit, I'm close. If only I was inside with them.
Angel gathers her remaining strength and untangles herself from Sophie's grip.
Didn't think it'd be that easy, did you? Can't blame me for trying. Well, I have a streak to uphold.
Finally, they go at it again. Clashing in the middle. They keep gripping each other, trying to make the other one fall first.
Their tits are pretty much uppercutting each other.
The frustration can be felt through the door, and you're loving every second of it.
This is wild.
Naturally, you continue jerking off to the view.
Fall down. You first.
I think I'm gonna go first.
Frantically stroking your length, you feel yourself getting close. Giving in, you're unable to control yourself anymore. You lean forward, the intensity of your orgasm too high. Accidentally letting a loud sound out as well.
Hey, did you hear that?
Angel looks up to the door and sees you standing in front.
Fuck, I'm busted.
Trying to distract me?
Wait, what? Did she cover for me?
I don't need to use dirty tactics to win.
Angel glances at you once more, before bringing her attention back to Sophie.
Wouldn't be so sure.
Could it be? Does she like people watching her? Hey! Shit!
Unlucky for you, the bouncer decides to finally show up, and he doesn't look happy.
What the hell are you doing? I'm out!
With no time to even pull your pants on, you make a run for it.
What the hell?
Of course, your sudden behavior stumbles the bouncer. Seeing you run at him with your dick out catches him off guard.
Toodles!
Using the opportunity, you successfully run out. Coming in front of a large crowd.
Oh no!
Seeing your cock, the crowd gasps. Some even holler.
What are you looking at?
And with the wind under your balls, you sprint into the night.
And the police, the police on your tail for massive indecent exposure. I blame it on the roots. Blame it on their, nah, not today. You have to finish a special event to continue this story. So yeah, we're getting there, guys. We've more or less defeated all the robot masters, so now all that remains is Dr. Wily himself. We got the last one here. And then it tells us there's a special event. So yeah, it's kind of like the Mega Man games where you beat all the robot masters. Kind of weird how there's 8. Because there's like 8 robot masters in all the Mega Man games. I wonder if they did that shit intentionally. So I've beaten all the girls except for Amy. When her party starts and see where it goes. When does her fucking party start? Noon? Nope. Nope. I'm in Amy's house. Interesting. Well, I've never been in here, so, you know. By the way, little update. They're almost done with all the characters for the Unreal Lust Theory version of this. Which means they're going to start working on the story stuff. And remember, what that is a non-visual novel version of this, where you just run around in an open world and bang the girls or do the story for real, you know, like as a real, an actual game, not a visual novel. So I'll have that for you guys. Like, I already have a version of that, but I'm kind of waiting until they have like a story version, and of course they're working on that now. So good news. All right. It said it was locked, but it doesn't seem to be. I mean, there's nothing in it. I mean, at least I can go in her bathroom. Here I am looking for hidden renders, right? Because it's fucking habit by now. You can go in Amy's room. Oh, look. It's got a really light bed. Okay, that's if you want to mess with the two girls, and I don't think you can. Nope.
Things will be a little bit different with Amy. Your chances of going all the way are slim. Actually, make that 0, probably. You'll have to go through many obstacles to just get some minor action. Yeah, only that. Meaning no boom shakalaka yet. Things will get steamier eventually. Still up for the challenge?
Oh yeah, by the way, they were also looking for some writers. And I looked at the experience, and I probably would have made it. Like, honestly. But I didn't know. It was in June. It was like the 3rd of June. They needed 2 writers, and they needed them for a long-term position. I don't know exactly what they would have wanted me to write, but it would have been interesting. It would have been very interesting. Trust me, if I can write the stories, oh my goodness. You guys would be in for a trip. But yeah, they needed 2 writers, and just happened to be late on that. I didn't even know. I was like, oh shit, that's definitely up my alley, and I've got the experience, and can show them. They might say my stuff's too weird, though. Like, honestly, guys, they're like, oh, so you wanted to bring Slender Man back, and look, it's an open source character. If I want Slender Man to be banging the girls, then Slender Man's gonna fucking bang the girls. And if you try to get, you know, if you try to approach him, he's gonna do that thing where he redacted you or whatever and you die. So, yeah. And then, you know what I also might get to do? Maybe I could write in my shadow people thing. Where, you know, it's a simulation and all the shadow people are actually part of the simulation. And there's a glitch in the simulation which causes all the shadow people to become just mad with lust. And you're literally trying to save the girls and everybody else from being completely destroyed sexually by these shadow people. Yeah, that was an actual idea I had and posted in their server. I was like, look, I think this would be an interesting idea. But, again, it passed. I should have said something. I'll do it! It's fine. What experience do you have writing? What experience don't I have writing?
Good choice. On we go.
Good choice. On we go.
You're at the party. An all familiar crowd around you.
Same old, same old.
Slightly bored, you head towards the kitchen, taking your time.
An old sea captain is in the... An old sea captain. I'll have this, I guess.
Grabbing a glass that's hanging on the edge of the table.
Watch out! Damn, lucky for you, there was nothing on it. Yeah. Lucky indeed.
After taking a few extra steps, you move to the side, avoiding a drink getting spilled on you by another plastered chick.
Girl, you should take it easy. What?
Continuing your journey, you safely make it to the kitchen.
When did it get this boring?
Shaking your head, you rid yourself of the uninvited thoughts.
Not tonight. My goal for tonight is Amy.
Memories of last time come crashing in.
What we did last time felt amazing. Just hope I wasn't tripping from the alcohol.
Hopeful, you look around, searching the room.
Where is she?
Need help?
Jumping a little from shock, you turn around and face her.
Hey, heart attack, didn't see you there.
Sorry.
Also, to answer your question, you already did.
Amy tries remembering her question and, once she does, stands there with a confused look.
How?
You showed up.
Always a charmer.
Although Amy tried playing it aloof, she blushes. From then on, you guys hit it off just like last time. This time you don't drink as much, wanting to avoid the headache from last time. Amy, on the other hand.
I've been thinking.
About?
The taste. When you mix vodka and beer, you know?
Yep, been there, done that.
Look.
Without warning, she leans in and plants a kiss on your lips.
See, what I used to do was called an Irish car bomb. Some of you guys know exactly what that is. That's where you take whiskey, you take a shot of whiskey, and you take the shot and you dip it into, you just drop it into your beer glass. And then you drink the entire glass of beer and vodka as fast as you possibly can without spilling one drop. You just chug it. I did that several times, and I got really fucking drunk. But it was never worse than when I mixed Tapatio hot sauce and what was the... It wasn't Dos Equis. It was, that Mexican beer. Corona. Yeah. I mixed Corona and Tapatio hot sauce. I was going for a full Mexican experience here. Full Hispanic experience. And you know what my experience was? Dry heaving. I dry heaved about 7 times. I was past the point of throwing up. My stomach was giving up the goat after mixing hot sauce and alcohol together. Giving up the ghost. We weren't giving up any goat. Oh, man. What is that? Okay. Tequila had my heart yesterday, but vodka may have it today.
After a delicious moment, Amy moves back.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Seeing your expression makes her giggle.
How can someone be this cute and sexy at the same time? Think it needs another tasting.
Again, Amy leans into the kiss.
Well, isn't that romantic?
And this time, you don't let her go that easily. Grabbing her by the waist. You bring her in closer. The kiss gets deeper as both of you get lost in the moment.
Hey! Get a room!
The crowd hollers in agreement, making Amy blush harder. She lowers her head into your shoulder, embarrassed from the sudden attention.
It's her party, isn't it? And it's her house. She can say, fuck off, all of ya! Fuck off, the lot of ya! It's my house! It's my house, and it's my beer, dammit! So cute. Want to get out of the spotlight?
Coming to an agreement, you head upstairs. Leaving the still wild crowd behind. Once inside, you take initiative. The moment she locks the door, you push her back against it. Gently grasping her cheek, you kiss Amy again, deeply. As you do, her hands land on your shoulders. Arching her back, she gives you extra room.
More! She's not saying it, though.
Your hands go over Amy's ass, squeezing her cheeks and pulling her closer.
Yes.
The room becomes steamier, making it harder to breathe. Despite the music blaring, her moans are almost up to par. However, before you can continue further, you're stopped by loud knocking.
Amy, you there? Oh, almost forgot about this fucking cock blocker.
Hey. Ignore him, okay?
Planning on doing exactly what she suggested, the knocking stops you.
Amy, I know you're inside. It's an emergency.
Pissed, Amy untangles herself from you and unlocks the door. Immediately, Taylor slams the door open with a panicked expression.
I gotta take a piss. Go do it then. Is he joking right now? Someone's hogging the bathroom. I've been waiting for ages.
Can't you handle it?
We tried. It even came down to people trying to knock down the door.
Groaning in frustration, Amy heads to fix the problem.
Oh shit. She looks like fire's about to come out of her eyes and just burn the person that's in the bathroom to ashes. How dare you ruin my party? Boom! What gives, man? Sorry, dude, really, but I couldn't hold it in anymore. Some people gave up and went to water the plants. And you just couldn't do the same? I'm elegant like that.
Suddenly hearing the yelling from outside, you follow the source.
You're elegant, eh?
There's a crowd in front of the bathroom with Amy in front.
Open the door now!
Suddenly hearing the yelling outside, you follow... There's a crowd in front of the bathroom with Amy in front.
Open the door now!
Raise the drawbridge! Sorry, I'm just, you know, with that accent, I'm totally thinking like medieval queen kind of shit.
She keeps banging on the door like a maniac, urging whoever is inside to come out.
You dare come into my kingdom and hog the toilet!
After what felt like ages, the person finally comes out.
Here.
The guy pushes through the crowd, and as he brushes next to you, you notice his eyes are swollen.
Was he crying?
Disappearing into the crowd, people soon forget about him. However, another problem arises.
Are you serious?
Instantly, you look at what Amy's pointing at and scrunch your face in disgust.
Who the fuck pissed on my wall?
Oh, shit. I'll have his head!
No one pays her any attention, which riles her up even more. Utterly pissed, Amy leaves. Coming back with a roll of paper.
Fucking pigs!
Disgusted, she starts cleaning up the mess. Smoke practically coming out of her ears.
Hey, need help?
No! Just leave me alone, please. I'm not in the mood right now.
Oh, okay.
Finally, Amy continues dealing with the mess.
I almost got to fuck Amy. This all happened because...